Better Together, a product of Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening. Thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ERB reduces fuel prices effective midnight. JCPR records a slight drop in the cost of living. And in international news, Mali coup leader wins backing to be president for next 5 years.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanaka Omar.
And now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has announced a downward adjustment of petroleum pump prices for May 2025, effective midnight. According to the revised prices, petrol will now be sold at 32 kwacha, 14 ngwe per litre, diesel at 27 kwacha, 38 ngwe per litre, kerosene at 26 kwacha, 88 ngwe per litre, and jet A1 at 29 kwacha, 44 ngwe per litre. In a statement, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda has stated that since the last fuel price review on March 31st, 2025, the international price of petrol has decreased by 3.81%, falling from $76.38 per barrel to $73.47 per barrel. He has further noted that the price of diesel dropped by 4.37% from $83.44 to $79.79 per barrel, and similarly the prices of kerosene and jet A1 declined by 4.28% from $82.53 to $79 per barrel. Mr. Banda has added that the kwacha also appreciated slightly against the US dollar by 0.06%, contributing to the price adjustments. The cost of living for a family of five in Lusaka, as measured by the Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket in April, has reduced to 11,417 kwacha from 11,546 kwacha recorded in March 2025. JCTR Social and Economic Development Program Manager Edward Msosa has noted that while the monthly decline is welcome, the cost of living has still increased by 584 kwacha over a four-month period when compared to the BNNB in December 2024, which stood at 10,833 kwacha. Ms. Msosa has attributed the fluctuations to changes in the prices of both basic food and essential non-food items. He says under the food component of the basket, the total cost of food items decreased slightly to 5,058 kwacha from 5,095 kwacha, a reduction of 36 kwacha. Mr. Msosa states that notable price increases were recorded in key vegetables. The combined cost of cabbage, vondwe, and chihuahua rose to 717 kwacha from 643 kwacha, 73 kwacha increase for a 40 kg bundle. Mr. Msosa has explained that most traders attributed the rise to high irrigation costs and the reduced availability of seasonal vegetables such as vondwe and chihuahua.
The Jesuit Center for Theological Reflection Basic Needs and Nutrition Basket, BNNB, for a family of five in Lusaka in April 2025 stands at 11,417 kwacha and 99 ngwe, representing a reduction of 128 kwacha and 79 ngwe compared to March this year. Under the basic food basket, the total cost of food items decreased by 36 kwacha and 61 ngwe to 5,058 kwacha and 98 ngwe from 5,095 kwacha and 59 ngwe.
International Monetary Fund Deputy Managing Director Nigel Clark says that Zambia's performance in the implementation of economic transformation and debt management has been encouraging. Mr. Clark has encouraged Zambian authorities to explore more ways of enhancing domestic revenue mobilization. He was speaking when Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Stumbeko Musokotwane called on him at the IMF headquarters in Washington, D.C., United States of America, on the final day of the IMF and World Bank Group spring meetings. In its regional economic outlook, the IMF has projected Zambia's 2025 growth at 6.2%, while the government, through the 2025 budget speech delivered to Parliament on 27 September 2024, made a more optimistic projection of 6.6%. And Mr. Clark will visit Zambia next week. During the bilateral meeting, Dr. Musokotwane pledged the government's commitment to sustaining the economy on the current positive growth trajectory through the world class, but homegrown reform policies and programs. This according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council has urged the government to demonstrate its commitment to ending gender-based violence by significantly increasing the budget allocation towards combating the vice. NGOCC Executive Director Anne Anamela has noted that the latest GBV statistics reflect a growing crisis. She said a total of 11,177 cases were recorded in the first quarter of 2025, marking a 15.2% increase from the 9,700 cases reported during the same period in 2024. Ms. Anamela has highlighted that out of the 11,177 cases, 7,185 involved women, representing 64.3%, while 2,122 cases involved girl children, accounting for 19% of the total. She has emphasized that any increase in the budget must include allocations for the establishment of well-equipped shelters and the implementation of sustained awareness campaigns targeting both urban and rural populations. Ms. Anamela has also called on the government to urgently review the Anti-GBV Act No. 1 of 2011, given the seriousness of the issue.
The increase in the cases of GBV demonstrates the magnitude of the problems that we are still faced with as a nation. These ever-high levels of GBV every quarter are a revelation that while reporting is becoming prominent, the cases of GBV remain worrisome. The demographics of these cases are also showing that inasmuch as GBV affects everyone in our society, the women and girls make most of the victims. Thus, out of the 11,177 cases, 7,185 of these were women, representing 64.3%, while 2,122, or 19%, were girl children.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Zambia has recorded a 29.9% increase in copper production in the first quarter of 2025, signaling a strong rebound in the mining sector. Minister of Mines and Mineral Development, Paul Kavosue, has announced that copper production for the quarter stood at 224,103 metric tons compared to 172,548 metric tons during the same period in 2024. Speaking during a media briefing on the first quarter performance, Mr. Kavosue has attributed the significant rise to increased production at two of the country's largest mining assets, Konkola Copper Mines and Mopani Copper Mines, which resumed full operations following a challenging transitional period. He said KCM recorded an exceptional increase in production, rising by over 2,000% from just 525.23 metric tons in Q1 2024 to 16,846.7 metric tons in the first quarter of 2025. The minister said Mopani boosted its output by 58.5%, increasing from 8,478 metric tons to 13,434 metric tons over the same period. He said gold production increased to 886.2 kilograms, in the first quarter of 2025, up from 625.6 kilograms in the first quarter of 2024, representing an increase of 41.7%. Meanwhile, Mr. Kabuse has disclosed that emerald production reduced by 6%.